Hello, am I through to Teresa Sinclair?
Uh-huh.
Hi, Teresa, it's James calling from MMA Legal. How are you today, you okay?
I'm fine, fine.
Good to hear. Just before I continue with the call, can I just take your date of birth for data protection issues?
13863.
Yeah, no problem. Then your postal address as well, please.
G6678.
Fantastic.
And I've 4 daughters is the password, is that right?
Close. But you passed data protection.
Are there 4 girls?
Yeah, that's correct.
Right.
Fantastic.
Because I've got 4 daughters. I knew it was one of the others.
The number was correct, at least.
All right, sorry.
It was all right. No, you don't need to apologize to me. So the nature of the call is today I have fully drafted your witness statement, and I've also done an exhibit bundle, and it's just currently with review with my manager. But I remember you stating on within the witness statement that you had COPD, and you also, what I can see on the file is that you was diagnosed this year with lung cancer. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. My manager has requested.
They can't operate on me because it's the lymph gland is near the vocal cord and it's near a vein, and they say they are just drop dead.
Oh, right. Okay.
So it's not curable. Cancer. Yeah. 2 types of cancer I've got. I don't know the names of them or that, but I think that you've already got that on my doctor's line.
Yeah. The reason why I've called is that if you are able to send us, obviously we do have your GP records, but we need this to come from yourself. If you're able to send some documentation that you have yourself, which states the current situation with yourself being with the COPD and then as well as the lung cancer, if you're able to send that to us as our email address at evidence@mmalegal, we'll then be able to provide that to Scottish Redress, and what that will do is...
Can I do email?
Say that again, sorry.
Can I get one of my daughters to do it? Because
yeah,
I can't do email.
Yeah, of course.
It's Megan that's been dealing with it now.
Yeah,
I said that to the man at the beginning.
Yeah,
taking to deal with, because I'm not really sure. I thought maybe you would have phoned her, because she got the paperwork her there. She gets my life insurance and that over there as well. She
right.
gets everything with details on it. So I'll tell her to send you the doctor's lines and that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right.
Have you got a pen to paper to hand by any chance?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, no problem.
I've got a deadly loan. Oh, good. I've got some chair on with the council. Because I've dampness in my house and that. So the man came out today. The boys left a mess. And because I'm nowhere, I ended up a bus route dating. And all that. Do you know what I mean? I was that stressed out.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Do you know what I mean? But it says that they're coming to sort the ceiling. But when it first started, I've been getting into hospital and all that. And I was in hospital in February, and I had 24 hours to live, seemingly, right, and they couldn't resuscitate me because I would just have been a vegetable.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that was to do with the cancer or not.
Well, at least...
You know, I think they're trying to get the blame because of the mould.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think they're trying not to think it's because of the mould, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand what you mean. It's a very unfortunate situation that you're in. I do apologise for that, Teresa. Hopefully they'll sort your ceiling out sooner, obviously, rather than later. But yeah, if you're able to get your daughter then to obviously state who she is and that her relation to you and the reason as to why she's sending the email.
All right, because she's my carer.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. If you just say the reason as to why...
I'll get her to send it in the next 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. So
do you want me to give you a phone number?
Yeah, you can give her our number.
I can give you a phone number and you can phone her, actually.
Okay.
And that's better for yourself. Do you know what I mean? Wait a minute.
Of course, yeah, fantastic.
She'll know who you are. Just let her know that you're paperwork and that. The address or whatever. Wait a minute.
Yeah, no worries.
Contact. Well, I'm terrible with these phones.
It's okay, don't worry about it.
Right, well, they're all getting all stressed out now.
Oh.
I phone them, I get them all stressed out, they're like, Right, wait a minute.
Yeah, no problem. Take time.
0 7 8 9 4
Yeah.
4 6 7 0 5 4
Okay, so
right.
Confirm.
Did you read that?
Yeah, it's 0 7 0 7 8 9
Mm-hmm.
4 4
Mm-hmm.
6 7
Uh-huh.
0 5 4
That's it.
Fantastic.
Right, if you go on that, then now you'll get a hold of.
Yeah, and it's Megan?
Megan McCarroll.
Fantastic, no problem. All right,
I'll right, and she'll have, she's got all the details there for the give you.
Yeah, no problem.
With
well,
the doctor and all that.
Yeah,
right, that's fantastic. Great. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Teresa.
Only happens for me.
That is true. Well, I'll speak to you soon.
Right,
okay.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Goodbye.
Right, thank you. Bye.